Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. I am so honored to share this time today with Michel Pascal. He is an inspirational, multidimensional healer, musician, composer, producer, author, and he is now leading the way with Deepak Chopra and others with the Never Alone movement. Thank you so much, Michel, for being here today.
Thank you so much. The first thing that I would like to say, I am not healer, because in an authentic Buddhist lineage, we know that when we start to say I am healer, we have a big ego. So no spiritual, I am not healer. My Rinpoche was like that. Chatral Rinpoche was all the Rinpoche in Buddhism. They never say I am healer. I know in LA everyone say I am healer.
Well, this is part of the bridge, though. The bridge discussion in words.
I am not healer. Not at all. Just I am a meditation teacher, singer, film director. And I am so glad to be with you. You know how I love you, Denise, and how I admire all what you do since many years. So first, it's an honor for me to have this conversation with you and Kathleen.
Great. And I have Kathleen here. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us. Kathleen is adding to all different shows that I do in unique ways. Kathleen, I really appreciate your expertise with all your years in the news. And we thought it'd be really great to have an integrative discussion and kind of meet everyone where they're at right now. We're going to have discussions about mental health, spirituality, depression, and then Kathleen's going to give some updates for us a little bit on what's going on during the pandemic with regards to people that are suffering with mental health challenges, specifically suicide.
Right. You know, it sadly, you open a newspaper or get on the internet and look at the news, and suicide is a part of our everyday life. I was watching, there's a website with all real-time births and deaths, and I was sitting here while we were preparing for this podcast watching the suicide rate for the day just click up. And, you know, it's very sobering. I prepared a small amount of just a couple of headlines. And if you want to stop me as I'm giving them to add some words, that's how we do it, Michelle, that there's no formality. Sometimes this news is difficult to digest, and it's okay if we need to stop and help process it. All right. Okay, so there are two high-profile suicides in the news today. The Chinese film industry is mourning the apparent suicide of a top-tier movie executive. Hyung Wei was 52 years old, and the former global chair of one of the world's biggest law firms took his life. Paul Rollison was in the care of a luxury rehab center in Switzerland, and he was 56. Meantime, in America, police say two high school girls were shot and killed by their father late Monday outside Dallas. He then turned the weapon on himself. A new study is out, and it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it's finding that first-time gun owners are much more likely to commit suicide, with the greatest risk in the weeks after purchase. And that risk remains up for years. Men are 8 times more likely to kill themselves in the first dozen years of gun ownership than non-owners. And women were 35 times more likely to commit suicide. And my last headline, finally, a push to make a national 3-digit number for suicide prevention is still in the works. The latest news on this came in May when the Senate unanimously passed a bipartisan bill that would allow a person needing help to simply dial 988 here in America. Next, a companion bill must make it through the House. The regular hotline number, this is an important number, 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, will still work. Those were the headlines for today, June 11th.
Well, first of all, I want to just take a moment. And the way I view the universe is that everything's energy. And I want to send love and light to all of those families that lost people to suicide. And also on an energetic level, I believe energy is forever. I want the energy transmission of those and other dimensions to kind of, or the energy to help guide us to have more inner peace and calm. And that's why we have Michelle here to talk, because I'm an absolute proponent of prevention, mental health, and bridging science, spirituality, and psychiatry. And I believe that meditation is mind medicine. And when I was listening to those headlines, I was taking deep breaths and calming, having my own way in real time to hear that news, still connect with it, but not take it on. And then use that energy to, you know, do something like, okay, let's have this amazing discussion with Michelle and hear all of his, you know, wisdom and tools as a meditation teacher and so much more. So thanks, Michelle, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Denise, and thank you so much, Kathleen, for all your research. First, we talk too much. There is no words facing the pandemic of the suicide. 10 years ago, when I was in Paris, I saw for the first time in the news the suicide of a child. And I say, it's not possible. And the idea of a film starts in my mind to say we must create an amazing film to create a spiritual Big Bang. And suicide was not the second common cause of death 10 years ago. It was the 14th. 14 years after, this is the second common cause of death. And 1 year and a half, 1 year, when I was with Deepak Chopra, and I explained that to Deepak, he was the first surprised. And I showed to Deepak the data, and he realized that suicide is the second common cause of death from 10 years old. So the first question for me spiritually, it's not to talk about the data. We know the situation. The question is what to do, what to do. And when we talk about meditation, you know my opinion. It's not my opinion. I will say you know the difference between the authenticity of what means meditation according the Tibetan master and according the meaning of meditation that we have in America every day. It's very different. And especially, how can we say to someone in this time with the COVID and the suicide, oh, my friend, take a deep breath, you must meditate. When you realize today, 43 million American people have lost their job. How can we say to someone in this situation, my friend, you must meditate? It doesn't work. So we must totally change our approach of meditation to be more close the authenticity of meditation. Because meditation doesn't mean at all sitting in a lotus position in a bikini facing a lake and say, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's not meditation. It's blah, blah. It's blah, blah, tation. So meditation, it's not a technique. It's a transmission of energy. It means that when someone is near to commit suicide, when we leave emergency situation, and Denise, you know that very well.
Well, I can talk for any moment. I mean, I'm in the front lines. I mean, you can read the statistics, but I have people this week I helped to not kill themselves.
Exactly.
In the last 72 hours. I've actually done home visits.
You know, the most important, it's not what you say. It's the energy that you share with the person. This is the most important. So the situation is a disaster. But in the same time, when we see the result that we have with the prisoners of Los Angeles at Amity Foundation, when we see that 100% of the prisoners since 5 years, when they follow this new approach of meditation, they say, immediately we feel better. Immediately we don't feel depressed. immediately we sleep better. Immediately we rejuvenate our energy, we feel free, we have hope. This is exactly the words that they say since 5 years at the end of every session of our program. So how is it possible that in the same time there is a disaster and in the same time in downtown LA, in the middle of the chaos, there is this exceptional positive result? So this is the reason why with Deepak Chopra, Gabriella Wright and Poonacha Machaya, we have created together a world movement. Never Alone. This is also the title of the film that I am finished at this time. The film is not finished. There is just a first director cut on Vimeo, but I am finishing the filming of the film to create a film like a Big Bang. First, because million people, they don't know how suicide is the second common cause of death. And to bring solution. I give the example of Amity. How is it possible that in the same time, as Kathleen explained, the data of the suicide, this is a disaster? In the same time, the result that we have on the population, the most affected by the suicide, people incarcerated, we have one of the best results of America. So you see the dark and the light. There is hope. It is possible to resolve the suicide as we do every day at Amity Foundation in a few seconds. So there is hope. It is an amazing, challenging time, and we must reconsider our approach. We must understand that meditation, I just talked about that, I have not your expertise in psychiatry, but just in meditation, it's clear that what we can name blablatation, take a deep breath, and it's totally unadapted to our world, totally unadapted.
So from a practical standpoint, when I was really fortunate, I think I met you right before I was going to India, I think the first time. And then I went the second time, and the name of the talk at the Tibetan Medical Society and His Holiness Tibetan Medical Society was Nurturing Children's Mental Health. And I bridged what I feel is West and East perspective. And I talked about the universal truths, the importance of awareness, self-love and altruism, and that we go, all of us go through crisis, stabilization, and thrive. It's very practical the way I talk, because whether you are lost a job, whether you are suffering with depression, whether you're going through a breakup, we have cycles of being aware of our feelings. And the meditation is not just, like you said, on some beach, it's being aware in the moment, moment to moment. And so when people have access to their higher levels of awareness, they can calm themselves down, then they can also make decisions. And Kathleen knows that I'm a champion of the word neurostyle that I've really brought to the world, which is we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. You're a universe, I'm a universe, Kathleen's a universe. And so essentially, from a West meets East, addressing biological, psychological, social, spiritual, and cultural, we are multidimensional in the way we are. And I believe all those aspects need to be looked at so we can have optimal health. And then I know that I met Minos Kafatos, I think in 2015, and I know he's done work with Deepak. Minos did an amazing lecture with Dr. Dan Siegel at UCLA, and they bridged psychiatry and, you know, quantum physics discussion. And so one very important thing is that when we're in the highest level of suffering, that's the most energy, unseen energy at the zero point level to actually have change. And so the energy transmission is something that people are not even aware of. And that's a very practical thing that I am wanting to bring to the world, because ever since the end of the 90s, Michelle and Kathleen, we've had increased suicide rate in every age group except for like age 73. And I believe so many people are, you know, we're living at the time where we're the most connected, but we're the most disconnected because of the internet. And so I think that's one factor with energy, realizing that when you send a text or a tweet or you're in your mind, just sending energy, that's so powerful. And so I am an absolute proponent of what Michelle's talking about. And I know Kathleen's really passionate about this because Kathleen had many years in the news where she would see people and, you know, have to report on people that were suffering. So we're all wanting hope. And that's something Kathleen's very passionate about. When she was in the news field, maybe you can tell us a little bit, Kathleen, about how that was for you when you were doing stories and what we're hoping to do with this show and other shows and like kind of, you know, a champion of what Michelle's doing.
Well, right. We're trying to inspire people to look and look at things in a different perspective and to, you know, take their suffering, take their difficult parts, and then using that moment of energy, right, to, like Denise talked about, and I'm trying to do it in layman's terms, but take that suffering, and that's the moment when you can pivot and you can push forward. You know, I have a real simple digging in question because it's very intuitive to you two, but I'd like to maybe help people understand a little bit more. So you talk about how, you know, this bikini meditation, breathe in, breathe out, you're done. You know, a lot of people, this is anecdotal, my observation's anecdotal, but I see a lot of people really trying to dig into meditation. More so, I don't know if it's because of my age or because of just more and more people are really embracing it. And I think what we would like to know is, well, you know, I know there's no proper way because that's linear language. And Dr. Denise has taught me this, but how do we make it more meaningful? And how do we make our meditation practice really matter and not be as vapid and, you know, superficial as you describe?
So, first, as you know, we are in an emergency situation, and all what we thought a few weeks ago, it's totally unadapted to our new world. Because when someone is in a panic, when the person loses the job, or when the person is affected by suicide or any mental issues, before to give any advice or to give another perspective of life, first, we must quiet the mind of the person. This is for me the most important, because the problem is we live in a world, especially now, people have zero capacity of concentration, and we cannot ask any effort to someone. Just when we say, oh, I have a new perspective for you, you must be like this, you must be like that, the person says, shut up. I would like to share with you what say the prisoners of Los Angeles. They say all the time to me, Michel, if you come to visit us and you say, be positive, be like this, be like that, take care of your food, etc., etc., you are not respectful. You project a sort of teaching that you have received. You project an old map on us. And I say to them, I totally agree. We are in a special moment. People are too much tired, affected, to listen or to make any effort. This is the reality of the world. So before to talk, we must quiet the mind of the person. So the main question is, how can we quiet the mind of someone in a big trouble? This is the question. For me, there is no other question, because as Deepak Chopra explained, as we explain every day, suicide comes from depression. Depression comes from stress. And this is also, you will laugh, but the reason why me, I refuse now to go in any panel or talk with experts, because they love to talk and to talk and to talk. And so what? We cannot talk to someone in difficulty. First, we must quiet the mind of the person. So the real question is, how can we quiet the mind? When we cannot ask to the person any effort. Just when you say to someone in this time, today, Imagine the person lose the job. How can I pay my lease, my credit, my life? It's a disaster. You cannot say, oh, my friend, take a deep breath, make an effort. It's not respectful. So what can we do? How can we quiet the mind of the person? And this is a point so important, and I totally join you, Kathleen and Denise. This is the reason why spirituality must be end by end with psychiatry. Because the mission of the meditation is first to quiet the mind of the person. And after, the psychiatric doctor can develop a genius holistic approach, as you do, Denise, since many years. And I saw with my eyes how you save lives of people every day. So how can we quiet the mind? We don't quiet the mind if we ask any effort. We quiet the mind when, first as a teacher, our mind is deeply quiet. Because it's a question of vibration. It's not a question to talk and to talk. It's a question of frequency. Suddenly, we tune the person on a calming vibration. Me, I have the chance, the gift that God gives to me to sing. So most of time now, when I am facing someone in difficulty, I say, okay, just sit down, close your eyes, and I will sing for you. So chanting, this is an ancient shamanism approach. Because when we chant, we call a calming, a divine energy. And immediately, oof, the person, there is a hoof, but the hoof is the key to reopen the mind, to reopen the soul. The hoof, you know, and Denise, you know perfectly in neuroscience, you know if we put electrode at the moment, the person say, oof, oh. At the moment, on the hoof, immediately you see on the scanner, you reduce the cortisol, you upgrade the serotonin. It's like if you give a drug to someone, there is an addiction. And immediately with the serotonin and the dopamine, the person feels better. So the person wants to live again this physical sensation. So really the oof. Oh. So we calm the mind when we tune the person on a very deep vibration. So to finish, I will say what Sayamay Rinpoche all time. If you want to teach meditation, you must be what you say. How can we teach peace if we talk all the time? How can we teach peace if we are not quiet? It cannot work. We must, as a teacher, we have a huge responsibility. It's to have a deep, calming mind in any situation. And after, the psychiatry can develop, as you say, Denise, an holistic perspective. This is also what we do at Amity with nutrition, with advices. All is possible. If first we have calmed the mind of the person. And I will say also, everyone, we have the responsibility to calm everyone. When we talk to we go to Starbucks, we buy a coffee. When we talk to the person at Ralph, at the cashier, when we talk to our children, when I talk to you now, I have the responsibility to quiet the mind. Everyone, we have the responsibility to quiet the mind to everyone. And like that, we can change the world.
Are you sure you're not a healer?
No.
I know.
I don't joke with that at all.
Sorry.
I say that because it's totally, in authentic Buddhism, we say you know how to recognize the fake than the authenticity. The fake say I am healer. So I hope to never say that.
I know. But I can see that you have a gift of helping people during times of struggle, helping them quiet their mind, because it was just helpful for me just then. How about you, Dr. Denise?
Yeah, and remember right before Michelle joined us, Kathleen was asking me about something else from this morning, and I was in a very kind of quiet space, and I said to her, oh, I'm not talking about that now because I'm tuning in. So I wasn't like, this is like a practical method. Like I was going to that place of calming. I have the ability to go throughout my whole day doing this. And this is the way I can be more present for my patients and then teach them. So yes, I agree with you, Kathleen. And I wanted to ask Michelle ways people can connect with what he's doing and to let everyone know where we can find you, because it would be fantastic for everyone to join the movement.
The movement, it's everyone is in the movement. What means to create a movement? For me, it doesn't mean to create a lot of summit with a lot of experts who talk, not at all. For me,
I was asking where people could go to you on media.
Yes, I mean, it means to be concrete. To be concrete, mm-hmm. it starts. The world movement are never alone. And the movement that we can create all together for suicide prevention, it starts when we go to a Starbucks and we buy a coffee. When we say to the person who serve our coffee, who are you? Can I have an almond cappuccino? And the person say, oh, you are kind with me. And we say, of course, the calmer we are, the kinder we are. So to join me, it's very easy. You can go on my app, Mind Dive, and Denise, you are on the app. It's an honor to host you.
Yay!
Since the beginning, you were on the app. There is Deepak Chopra, Michael Beckwith. We will have Marianne Williamson in a few days. It's an honor, Denise, to have you as a psychiatric doctor. So the idea, and on this app, just to update you, we create special new contents, specially for the kids. And the meditation teacher for the kids, it's not me. It's not an adult. It's another child. I met a child, a little girl, 9 years old, very quiet. And when she guided meditation, she really touched the heart of many children immediately. So the expert in Mind Dives, it's a little girl, 9 years old. Her name is Linda. We create also a special big contents for the 43 million American people who lose their job, who are in a big panic with the money pressure. So this content will be available in a few weeks. I create this content with my friend Ingrid. She's a PhD. She's an amazing scientist. And we work together on this content. And also, we prepare a lot of contents with tribes, with indigenous. And today, in 2 hours, I will be with Deepak, Gabriela, and one of the leaders of the Tuscarora indigenous at Niagara Falls, because I am so glad I will come this summer to sing with the symphonic orchestra of the Niagara Falls. We will give a cappella healing concert with the falls of the Niagara to purify, to send an amazing message to the world. So you can go on Mind Dive app. It's free, because for me it was so important that mental health must be free. And my website, michelpascal.tv. I have no TV. it was because on GoDaddy, michellepascal.com was already taken. So one day I say, oh, Denise, poof, iPod TV, that's fine. I don't watch TV since 40 years. I have no
that's
TV.
Funny.
I am not
that's
interested.
Actually funny.
But I say, oh, it's like a joke, michellepascal.tv.
It is funny.
People will say, oh, Michel, you have a TV channel. Not at all. And I never watch TV since 40 years. So it will be funny. Hey, I know your humor, Denise, and you too, Kathleen, so it's funny. But you can go on michellepascal.tv and, of course, on Instagram, Michel Meditates. I post every day. And I on Facebook, my page, and I try every week to post one of the sessions that we give for the prisoners. And many people say, oh, we would like to see how works the session. And I am so happy we have the authorization to share online extract of the sessions that we give every day with my team, and especially for the lifers, you know, prisoners incarcerated all their life in Los Angeles. And it's beautiful. Yesterday, I was contacted by the U.S. Army in San Diego. One of the person of U.S. Army said, Michel, we would like to adapt your approach. And I say, it's not my approach, and I am not either. This is the approach of Buddhism. That's it. And she wants to be teacher certified, and she wants to develop this approach for many, many soldiers, as you know, devastated by the suicide.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I know tonight you have a show, right? You're doing a talk show every week now, correct?
Every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's with Deepak Chopra and Gabriela and Reverend Tempolais. I really love Reverend Tempolais. She was with me at Carnegie Hall and with Deepak in last December, and Michael Beckwith. This is our spiritual family. We create a talk show, but we try to invite people very concrete, not special experts who talk during 2 hours about data. We are not very interested by that. We are more interested by concrete solutions. So today, for example, we have Randy G. Green. Randy is my brother. He's an exceptional leader for the indigenous in Canada at Niagara Falls, and he will develop some concrete solution that they start to develop to resolve themselves the problem of suicide.
This is fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for being here today. And I've known you for many years, and this is just the beginning, and it's an honor. Thank you so much.
I want to say something to finish, because I know you since many years, Denise, and I admire you. It's very rare in our world to meet a psychiatric doctor who has really in her heart a spiritual soul. Not by blah, blah, not to say, oh, we must meditate and blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. I have lived with you some real experience. And Denise, all my admiration for what you do every day. It's very rare to find someone like you in this world.
Oh, wow.
I'm holding my hands and sending you a smile.
Yeah.
And sending, it's an honor and thank you. And it's just, we're all one big family. So I see the universe as that we're all connected. And so I feel similar. It's just like part of just who I am. And thank you for, just thank you. Thanks, Michelle.
If you want, Kathleen and Denise, we can co-create an event when the COVID will be finished all together. It will be beautiful to exchange our different approaches.
Love that.
That would be fantastic. And we could do something on Zoom before then.
Yes, anytime.
Yeah,
Denise,
we'll do something.
Ask me with Kathleen, the same show that we do for you. We can create something all together with you, Kathleen. It will be beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
To have your experience. I remember how you are so special. are so special.
We're doing some, you know, Michelle, we're doing work with Jarnell Stokes. We're one of my visions that came to me is the importance of really reaching out to so many men. Well, now I'm not trying to make this masculine or feminine. In fact, Kathleen, we did a Mother's Day special about divine feminine energy, and we integrated in a very concrete way. And it was in a video show with Jarnell Stokes on the show called Keep It Real. So we have the kind of different teams of people. And so, yes, we would love any co-creation. So Jarnell is someone I've known since 2017. He's an NBA and then CBA. He was playing over in China. And especially with what's going on with the civil unrest, we're just all meeting with different generations, different race, different gender, sexuality. And I know from watching your film that you really encapsulated so many different viewpoints, and that that's really what's important for everyone to remember, that everyone matters, that we're all connected. And I would love any kind of co-creation. So thank you for suggesting that. Thank you so much.
Anything you need, call me 24 hours with Kathleen. Anything you want. Yes. I say yes with all my heart. You are so precious, my Denise, in our world. Everyone, we need to take care of you. We need to pray for you. You are very precious. And Kathleen, I remember how you are very special.
Thank you. Well, you might be getting a call from me when I need my mind quieted.
Anything you want, Denise, you text me as today. You know my joke, my schedule is busy, not me.
I love it. I'm the same way. I love that. That's so fun. And also when you have these, you're fun. I just love it. Well, that's so nice. Thank you. And I feel the same. Okay. Thank you so much, Kathleen and Michelle, for sharing the sacred time. And I'll launch the show probably tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, beautiful. All my love to both of you. All my love, my babies.
All my love. Okay.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Oh, I love it. Wow. I love ending the show this way.
Happy birthday, Denise. Happy birthday, Denise.
Yes.
Be safe, my babies. Happy bikini.